The following is a presentation of Real Racing USA.
CarNac.com, your online racing community since 1997. CarNac.com is racing classifieds, racing photos, racing news, lively racing message boards, chat rooms, multimedia, and so much more. And if your race team or racing business needs a website, or your website needs a fire lit under it, look no further than CarNac.com. From affordable web hosting to fancy flash animation, CarNac gets it done.
Are you ready to win? If so, it's time to move up to 5-Star Race Car Bodies. 5-Star Race Car Bodies designs and manufactures the highest quality race car body components. Short tracks, drag strips, road courses, and even in the desert, 5-Star has one driving passion: to help you win. 5-Star Race Bodies designs and manufactures for NASCAR, Grand Am, NHRA, IHRA, SCCA, short track asphalt, short track dirt, USAC, USAR, Hooters Pro Cup, and the ASA Late Model Series. Find out more today at 5starbodies.com.
All right. I'm in one ear, not the other. I hope I'm in all of your ears. We're back with Inside Florida Racing. And turn your microphone on there, Carol.
Here we are.
Yes, there you are.
There you is.
And I'm hoping that we have Mr. Earl Pearson on the line. Are you there, Earl?
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Welcome to the show.
Yep, glad to be here.
Did you hear how I wound up having you on the show?
No, I've been out of town. My PR guy called me the other day and said I'd be on the show.
I was at my house, and a friend of mine came over to help me with a GPS. And I said, who do you know that's a super dirt model racer that I could ask to be on the show? And he said, Earl Pearson. You got to get Earl Pearson on. So, well, it was funny. I said, well, I don't know Earl because I don't go to dirt races that much. And he said, well, I'll tell you this and that and the other thing. As soon as he left, I went on the computer and Wayne had put a big story about you on there. It was like it was meant to be. So here you are.
Just meant to be.
I'm telling you. Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Now, just a second ago, Earl, I heard sirens. Where are you at?
He's running moonshine somewhere.
He just got erased it.
Actually, I just got back in town from West Virginia and brought my family over here to eat a little bit. So we're just outside, kicking around outside the restaurant.
Okay. That's all.
How'd you do this weekend in racing?
We qualified second out of 83 cars and wound up running fourth, so... that was a brand new car, and that's pretty much what we did last year. We had a brand new car at the Hillbilly, which was the race we run this past weekend, and we won it last year and took that same car to Eldora and won there. So we're trying to do the same thing this year.
Where do they run the Hillbilly at? Is that West Virginia Speedway?
No, it's actually Tyler County.
Okay.
West Virginia.
Is that a Lucas Oil race?
Yes, sir. It was a Lucas Oil race, and we're still leading the points.
Sweet.
The guy running second, he runs second in the race, so he picked up a couple points on him, but I think we still got like probably close to 200-point lead on him. So we still got a little bit of a cushion, but we can't let our guards down by no means. We still got to do the best we can do each and every race and try to win some and run our top five every event.
Yeah, that's a lot of ground to make up, but sometimes they can make it up in a hurry.
Yeah.
Yeah, Earl, how many races does the Lucas Oil Dirt Series run?
We scheduled like I think it's like 35 races. But I'll run close to like 73 races total this year.
Wow. And you're running the Outlaw. You run the Outlaw Series too as well, don't you?
Yeah, when we're close by and got a chance, we'll go run with them guys too, and the Southern All Stars. Just depend on where we're at in the country and what our schedule is. Of course, we run all the Lucas Oil shows, but you know, a lot of times we're out in the Midwest and we get a couple of days off, so we'll go run the World Outlaws or Southern All Stars or UMP, whatever's going on that week. We'll venture off and run something else.
So how many, what'd you say, but you're going to run about 70 races? Is that what you said this year?
Yeah, I'm scheduled to run 73, give or take a couple, due to rain. So it's going to be right at 70, 72, somewhere in that range.
And you actually have kids?
Yeah. I can tell you what, I spend a lot of time away from home. That's why I spend all the time I can with them when I get back home.
Well, Earl,
I'm usually gone from, I don't know, 120 days a year. I'm usually going out of town.
Well, I'll tell you, you're lucky you got Wayne there to plug for you. He's a good friend and a good promoter for you.
Earl?
Yes, he does a good job for me. I'm really glad to have him. I mean, he helps me out a lot of binds as far as like talking to you people and the press and whatever and doing things with the sponsors that, you know, I can concentrate on my driving, and he helps me a lot.
Earl, oh, yeah, and he said we better do it right.
Earl, if you ever want to take some time off, me and Rob Elting here, we're great asphalt drivers, and we want to get a chance at dirt at some time. We'll be more than happy to let you stay home. We'll go race your cars for you.
That sounds good.
Hey, Earl, are you going to come to East Bay and run the Nationals this year?
Yes, in February, yes, we'll be there. I think we're scheduled the same schedule as we always are, you know, Monday through Saturday. It's going to be a Lucas Oil event again this year, I understand. So, yes, we definitely will be there.
I've actually interviewed you before at one of those races there, and I was pretty impressed with y'all racing there at East Bay. That whole deal, it's amazing how many cars, you know, being an asphalt late model driver, I run super late models, and I tell you, it's just unbelievable how many people show up and how many cars show up and that you guys can run, you know, day in and day out and have plenty of folks showing up, you know. And down south here, you know, it's I don't know. It sucks, Earl.
It's hard to be honest with you. It's hard to find clay. We ain't got nothing but swamp down here. There's no clay.
It's terrible.
I'll be honest with you. I understand right where you're coming from. Yeah, I grew up here in Florida, raced in, you know, Florida most all my life until I started traveling a little bit. And I'm telling you, when you go out in the Midwest, when the races are over, the fans come to the cars. They want to get in them. They want to be around them. You can't even hardly get close to your race car. You can't even get in your hauler. And, you know, the state of Florida, after the race is done, everybody just goes home. They don't even come down there and look around or do nothing of that nature.
Yeah, they don't even care about the winner here in Florida.
I know.
Give him his check and he goes home. You know, it's a shame that it is like that. And I haven't figured it out. I'm just stuck here. I've been here my whole life. And Jason, too. Carol, we're all here. You know, and we try to make the best of it. And, you know, tell the folks out there maybe, you know, we have a lot of aspiring drivers that are out there. And we get out to drivers on the asphalt and on dirt as well. Maybe tell some of our younger drivers out there about what they need to prepare themselves for and what they need to be thinking about if they're thinking about being a racer that's going to race, you know, 70 days, you know, out of the year. What kind of preparation do they need to do with their own mind?
Well, the biggest thing is keep your head clear. You know, drugs, of course, is a no-no, first of all, but the biggest thing is to go out there and do the best you can each and every week. You know, win races, get your name out there, get your name in these newspapers and what have you. And like I say, Wayne's helped me a tremendous amount. But that's the biggest thing I think you got to do is just go out there and do the best you can, even in the go-kart level where I started. We traveled all over the state of Florida. And just win as many races as you can. And like I say, get your name out there, get them in the newspapers, on the internet. Magazines, whatever it may be, and, you know, knock on wood, I had a lot of breaks in my career, and luckily it's turned out good for me, so you just got to stay at it, believe in yourself, and don't ever give up. You know, like the deal with me and Bobby, I was just at the right place at the right time to meet this guy, and, you know, it just clicked from right that point on. We talk all the time on the phone, at the shop, wherever he may be. He's way busier than I am, and it's hard to catch him, but you know, we talk all the time late at night. That's the best time he does his business. But
for the guests who don't know you, we're referring to Bobby Labonte, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, now...
we're going to make him know you, Earl.
Hey, I got one of his Busch cars in my father-in-law's garage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Earl, let's talk about the big race, okay? The big race for you is actually coming up this weekend, and you're going to defend your title at the World 100. Talk about that a little bit, what that's going to be like.
Well, like I say, it's the biggest race we have, and it's like the Daytona 500 for Nextel Cup. You get 200, 240 cars show up at this event.
Wow.
35,000 people, and that's huge for us. But
you know,
the biggest thing is you got to have some kind of luck on your side. Being good always don't get you in a race, because if you get 240 cars, only 24 get to start. Everybody else goes home. It makes it tough, very tough. And like you say, last year just to win it was huge, huge for me. And, you know, you got 240 best there is in the country.
You know, Earl, whenever you how many times have you ran that race?
Honestly, I've probably been going to that place for 6-7 years.
And
I've only, the first 3 years, I never even made the show. Not even close. So, like I say, it's a very tough deal. And the way we do qualifying there is completely different than any other place in the country. You draw two numbers.
Oh,
and
man.
Say, your first lap, you only get one lap. Your first lap is your first number you draw. Then your second number, you know, you get your second lap, which might be, you know, after everybody qualifies the first round, then that's when you go out for your second round. So what I'm saying is there's no room for error by no means.
Well, wow. I tell you, if there's any cat that's out there on the dirt that's good at qualifying, I started looking a little bit at your history, and I'm going to tell you, son, you are a hell of a qualifier. Not only a hell of a racer, but a hell of a qualifier. I mean, and that really, in the racing that you do, that's what it's all about in some ways, right?
Well, yeah, it definitely helps. You know, if you can qualify in the top 5 or 10, whatever it may be. See, and we run heat races, so that gets you up front. If
right.
You start this day and time, I'm sure you guys can relate to this. If you start way back in your heat and you don't transfer very good, then you start, you know, 20th, whatever it may be in a feature. This day and time, it's tough to pass all these guys.
Right.
Earl, you were talking about you started racing go-karts at an early age. How old were you when you first started racing? How'd you get the bug, and where are you from?
Well, here in Jacksonville, my family's been involved in racing all their life. My dad, and you know, at 8 years old, he got me started in go-kart racing. We just, you know, travel around locally, and I think around age 12, we started doing two cycles. Go-kart racing, and
right.
We traveled all over the United States doing that, and then I, you know, ventured off into open wheel modified ranks and done it locally here in Jacksonville, and, you know, ventured down to Volusia a little bit, done a little bit of asphalt racing, and but I mean, it's been a long road, don't get me wrong, and like I told you earlier, you know, a lot of brakes have failed my way, so that's definitely helped me out, and just being at the right place at the right time and having a lot of good people behind you.
You know, you were
my family, my dad.
Being at the right place at the right time. What was your first big break? I mean, what was the biggest one of your career?
I'm gonna say it probably was. My dad had a lot of good friends here in Jacksonville, and the people he used to race with, you know, Gene Chapman, DeLone Stanton, yeah. And Arliss Griffin, and they kind of pushed me. You know, to travel out with the Have a Tampa series back in those days. And, you know, just by doing that, winning the Rookie of the Year, Have a Tampa, we just got to know a lot of good people. And got a big break with Marvin Harris. He was a guy out of Atlanta. And he took me on, and we started traveling out in the Midwest. And I really got a big break with Carlton Lamb out of Dunn, North Carolina, the guy I was with 5 years. And we won a bunch of championships with him, won a bunch of races, and I'm going to say that's probably one of my biggest breaks other than being with Bobby Labonte.
I was just going to ask you, how did you get that?
Well, believe it or not, I had a friend that works with Joe Gibbs, and he worked on Bobby's car and Tony Stewart's car there in the shop, and he changes tires for those guys. And Bobby and the guys were racing at Talladega one night, and we had a race, you know, well, actually, they had a Sunday race, and we had a Saturday night race there in Talladega at a Talladega dirt track. And Bobby just come over there, and this guy we knew, he introduced us. And from that point on, and luckily, I won the race that night, so I'm sure that
that always helps, too.
Sometimes you just got to be in the right place at the right time, huh?
You're exactly right, yeah.
Wow.
Hey, Earl, how old are you?
I'm 35.
35 now. You talked about Jacksonville and racing those go-karts. Now, son, I'm going to tell you, I raced in Jacksonville on some go-karts at old Maxville Speedway.
Oh, yeah.
I know you know where that's at.
Oh, yeah.
Is that where you cut your teeth out there, man, around the barbed wire fence?
Yeah, actually, I raced McClenny, which I don't know if that track was open when you was racing, but I started in McClenny, and then, you know, the Maxville track started, and that's where we raced many, many nights there for many years.
Yeah, I raced asphalt go-karts at that time, and we raced at the 103rd Street Complex there in Jacksonville, that park that the city owns. And after the race one day, we were coming back, and we saw those guys racing there in Maxville, and I ran a twin 100cc there, and they had that open class, and we stopped there, and we raced that night. And I remember I had a blast racing that night in the open class, and we raced till about midnight out there. But that's funny, you know, it's good to hear, you know, I love to hear any of the Florida guys that are out there doing real good, you know, in the races that they, in their classes that they race in, you know, love to see David Rudiman doing what he did and racing and getting the Toyota ride and being with them. Love to see how you're doing in this series and leading the points in your series that you run and finishing well. And it bodes well for talent in Florida. We're going to have Ricky Carmichael on the show in a little while. And he's racing super late models now out of a Mark Martin stable, you know. And Mark sent him down here to Florida to run these the Southern asphalt shows, you know, in super late model because it's a tough crowd down here.
It is. And I'm glad to see people like that, you know, get to have the opportunity to do things like that. And like I say, hopefully I'll get the opportunity to run a truck series or Busch or whatever. But like I tell everybody, if I don't, I'm very happy where I'm at. You know, I'm 35 years old, winning races, winning championships. And, you know, if I venture off into something else, it's going to take me a couple of years to get back, you know, to winning races and what have you. So I'm not saying that I might not be able to do it, but I would love to have the opportunity. And if I don't, I'm happy.
You know, Earl, I mean, we're not real versed in the ways of dirt track racing. I mean, we're familiar with it. We know enough to get by, I think. Talking to a lot of asphalt racers from Florida, a lot of your late model guys and stuff, whenever they go out of state or people from out of state come to race here, you know, the Florida racers are a totally different breed from everybody else in the United States. Have you noticed that is probably the same with the dirt track racers?
Yes, I would say you're probably right. There's a lot of good dirt racers, you know, that come out of state of Florida that even run with me now. You know, you got Patrick Sheltra, and the list goes on and on and on, you know. And matter of fact, right now he's running some ARCA stuff. So I think he's hooking up with Ken Schrader. So, and he's a younger guy that probably don't get the opportunity to go on to bigger and better things. So, And I like to see the guys come off dirt, because you see, you know, Carl Edwards and Stewart and them guys of that nature that come from dirt and succeed in Next Step Cup. So I like to see that.
Who's your mentor?
Well, it goes on and on, but, you know, my dad and, you know, Bobby and Richard Petty. You know, Richard Petty was my man, you know, first time I ever even went to Daytona. Richard Petty was there, and I mean, he just dominated that race, and I just loved him from that point on. And it's kind of odd all this stuff took place the way it did. You know, when Richard retired, I moved to Terry Labonte. That was my man, and now I'm driving for his brother Bobby Labonte, and I get to see Terry all the time, and it's just more or less like a dream come true. But you know, for my dad to do what he did and put me all in the right places, it's been great for me.
So this weekend at Eldora, Tony Stewart's home track there that he owns,
yeehaw!
You're going to defend this title. Do you feel good about it?
Carol.
Yeah, well, we feel good. And like I say, it's a lot of luck involved in the situation. But, yes, our cars are running real good. We got Mopar Motors, and they're running real good. And
Mopar to you.
So I think we got a good shot at it. You know, like I say, we got to have a little bit of luck on our side to make it all happen. But everything's going good for us right now.
You know, and they put this out live over the internet too, don't they?
Yes, sir.
Can we give that out, Jack?
let's
give out the
what are you giving out here?
Well, no, there's a link where you can listen live to the World 100 on racetalklive.com, and I believe there's another one, but I don't know which one it is.
Yeah, I'm not sure which one it is. I know Race Talk Live, you can do it.
Racetalklive.com, you'll be able to listen live to the World 100, and that is this weekend. Probably, what, are they going to do Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, or is just Friday, Saturday?
I would say, no, we don't run on Sunday, so it's going to be, I'm going to say probably just Saturday night.
Saturday night?
Yeah.
You know, Earl, you mentioned ARCA a little bit ago. Have you ever got a chance to go over there and run any of the ARCA dirt track races?
No, I never have. I would love to try it one time, you know, just see if I would, you know, fit into that situation, but never have the opportunity yet. And going to meet with Bobby Wednesday morning, kind of see what we'll plan to do, you know, maybe later in this year or early next year, and kind of see what we got planned out. But we'll just kind of wait to see what he's got up his sleeve.
Are you going to get out of that dirt car? Is that what all this up-his-sleeve stuff is?
No, I definitely will continue running the dirt car. And like I say, there's no plans as of yet of what we're going to do. We're just kind of, you know, kicking a ball around just a little bit, kind of see what we might want to do. And we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, well, you're still young, 35. I'm 41. I'm beyond it. You still got some years that you can make it happen for you if you wanted to do something else. You know, I know you've been running dirt for so long, and you've probably run some asphalt cars sometime or another, haven't you?
Yeah, I've run a bunch in the go-karts, and, you know, when Volusia County was asphalt, we run there quite a bit, and was it New Smyrna?
Right.
Quite a bit. Yeah.
Well, that's great. You know, I love to hear these go-kart guys that do well. You know,
I know.
Hey, listen,
cool.
That 103rd complex that I was talking about is a city-owned park with bank corners.
Wow.
I'll tell you what, that was a cool place, wasn't it, Earl?
Oh, yeah. Believe it or not, I was there back when I first started, probably every Sunday. My dad would have me out there.
It was a really cool, you know, it's a shame that more cities don't have something like that, you know?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and till this day, there's a lot of go-kart kids and grown-ups go out there every Saturday and Sunday.
Is it still there?
Oh, yeah, it's still there.
Yeah, that's a great place. You know, Earl, you know, we got to get going here. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule to talk with us, you know, and remember, tell people that you were on Inside Florida Racing, and that there's some people down there pumping out racing in Florida. You know, if we could get people to be interested in racing 5 days out of the week, buddy, we'd be right behind them.
And I'll be looking for you at East Bay. Just look for a short, chubby old lady with Tony Stewart stuff on.
I hear you. And I got one thing. I got a big go-kart race I'm promoting, believe it or not.
Go ahead.
Tell us.
It's September 21st through the 23rd in Johnston County, North Carolina.
Ooh.
8,000 to win the pro class.
Now, see,
wow.
That's how you get a bunch of carts show up. You guys will have 300 or 400 carts show up for that money.
Well, I hope so. I hope it turns out good. It'll be my first one, and hopefully it turns out good, and we'll see where it goes from there.
Earl, that sounds great.
Earl, before we let you go, bud, who's the sponsors on your ride, and who's been helping you out?
Well, naturally, we got Lucas Oil, Lifelong Lock, Mopar, Sunoco Race Fuel. And, you know, we got a lot of product sponsors that's been big. We got WD Enterprises, which is Wayne. My crew, Jason, Matt, and Keith, they're doing an outstanding job. And, of course, you know, Bobby and all the support he gives us and gives us everything we need. And my entire family, everything's good for us.
Well, good deal.
Give the folks your car number out there so they know who to look for.
It's the black and blue number 44.
44.
Mopar to you, Earl.
Hey, are you going to have the car that they ran up there in Eldora? Are you going to be running Bobby's car?
Yeah.
You're not going to let them have that one back, are you?
No. Yeah, we'll have one just like it up there.
All right, buddy. Well, you take it easy, and good luck, man. Don't worry. With your qualifying talent, I'm sure I'm going to read next week that Earl Pearson finished up front. I hope so anyways, buddy.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Earl, and say thank you again to Wayne for me. I appreciate all his help.
Okay, I sure will.
Good luck and be safe.
All right, thank you.
Take it easy.
Bye, Earl.
Bye-bye.
All right, great.
Man,
you know,
what a neat character.
Yeah.
What a neat character.
Another
Florida driver. I love his accent. Oh, yeah.
the Hillbilly Hillbilly 100 was perfect for him.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, you know, it's great to hear these Florida guys, you know, they're doing well. And he's really doing well in his deal, okay?